Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Master Sensei. This is episode 146. Today in this episode, we will learn about Garimasu, which is used to describe the actions or feelings of someone other than the speaker. Now let's go. The verb ending Garimasu is used to describe the actions or feelings of someone other than the speaker, based on their behavior, expressions, and manner. It is often used to convey the speaker's observations or perceptions about the subject's actions or emotions. So the structure is like this. E adjective. Omit E. Put together with Garimasu. Garimasu is used to describe a habit or something that is usually the case. We also have Gatteimasu. This is used to express current or temporary emotions or sensations. So again, E adjective, omit E, put together with Garimasu or Gatteimasu. This is used to describe someone else's emotions or feeling based on their expressions. This is primarily used to express the emotions, physical sensations, desires, and hopes of third parties. It's better to avoid using it with people in higher positions. Now let's make some example sentences. He finally passed the JLPT exam and is very happy. JLPT means Japanese Language Proficiency Test. To pass the JLPT is JLPT ni gokaku shimasu. JLPT ni gokaku shimasu. Finally is ついに, ついに. So, 彼はついに JLPT に合格して Very happy is とても嬉しいです。とても嬉しいです。However, happy, 嬉しいです。This is someone else's emotion. Therefore, we cannot say 彼はとても嬉しいです。We have to make this into 彼はとても嬉しがっています。彼はとても嬉しがっています。So again, we will use がっています for current emotions or sensations. So it becomes 彼はついに JLPT に合格してとても嬉しがっています。彼はついに JLPT に合格してとても嬉しがっています。Another example. My dog is feeling very lonely. Lonely is 寂しいです。寂しいです。So we cannot say 私の犬は寂しいです。私の犬は寂しいです。Because this is someone else's emotion, we cannot use 寂しいです。We have to make it to 寂しがっています。私の犬はとても寂しがっています。私の犬はとても寂しがっています。Now let's make this into a longer sentence. Our dog is feeling very lonely since my father hasn't come back from his business trip for a few days. My father is 父, business trip is 出張, a few days is 数日, to come back is 帰ります, he hasn't come back. We will use テフォン plus いません. 帰っていません。帰っていません。 In order to say since, because, we have many expressions. In this case, let's use plain form plus ので. 父が出張で数日帰っていないので。And then our dog is feeling very lonely. This is うちの犬はとても寂しがっています。Now the whole sentence is 父が出張で数日帰っていないので うちの犬はとても寂しがっています。父が出張で数日帰っていないので、うちの犬はとても寂しがっています。So again, this がっています is used to express the current emotions and sensations. When you use がります, this is used to describe a habit or something that is usually the case. So how about this sentence?When the students introduce themselves in front of everyone, they become shy. So this they become shy is expressing something that is usually the case. Therefore, we will use がります。がります。Shy is 恥ずかしい。恥ずかしい。So we put together with がります。It becomes...恥ずかしがります。恥ずかしがります。Students is 学生たち。学生たち。In front of everyone. みんなの前で。みんなの前で。To introduce themselves. 自己紹介をします。自己紹介をします。And in order to say when, we will use 時。時。So before toki, we will make this into plain form.
自己紹介をするとき。自己紹介をするとき。
So it becomes.
学生たちはみんなの前で自己紹介をするとき恥ずかしがります。学生たちはみんなの前で自己紹介をするとき恥ずかしがります。
When we make...がります or がっています into がり。It becomes a noun that means a person who tends to feel that way more easily than the average person. So for example, when you say he is shy, in other words, it means this person tends to be shy more frequently than average person. So we will use がり。
恥ずかしがり、恥ずかしがり。
This means it's a person who tends to be shy than other people.
彼は恥ずかしがりです。彼は恥ずかしがりです。
We will make a longer sentence. This job is not suited for shy people. So shy people is
恥ずかしがりの人、恥ずかしがりの人。
Not suited for someone is
何々に向いていません。何々に向いていません。この仕事は恥ずかしがりの人に向いていません。この仕事は恥ずかしがりの人に向いていません。
So how about a person who tends to get scared easily? Scary is
怖い、怖い。
So, 怖がり、怖がり。This means a person who tends to get scared easily. Now let's make this into a sentence. She tends to scare easily, so horror movies are not good. Horror movie is
ホラー映画、ホラー映画。
Not good is
良くないです、良くないです。
彼女は怖がりだから、ホラー映画は良くないです。
彼女は怖がりだから、ホラー映画は良くないです。
So today we learn about がります。がります is used to describe the action or feeling of someone other than the speaker. When you say がります, this is used to describe a habit or something that is usually the case.がっています。This is used for current emotions or sensations. And we also learn about がり, which is a noun that means a person who tends to feel that way more easily than the average person. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description.I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。